Random House Audio presents Medicine Ground, a dramatization of The Cactus Kid Adventure by Louis L'Amour.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yippee.
It was a cool May evening on the western slope of Antelope Ridge. The yellow flowers of the tamarisk still shone brightly in the failing light of day. The Cactus Kid, wearing neatly creased black trousers and shirt and a short buckskin jacket decorated with silver, was riding toward Rock Creek School. A large black Stetson, also silver-ornamented, hung at his back. His horse, a handsome piebald with a dark nose and one blue eye, stepped along briskly, doing his best to live up to his resplendent master, as well as to the magnificent saddle and bridle he wore. It was the night of the spring dance, and Bess O'Neill had surprised the kid by accepting his suggestion that he meet her at the dance and escort her home afterwards. What plans were projected for the ride home have no part in this story. Twice, Bess had agreed to meet him, and twice, events had intervened. Once he had interrupted a stage hold-up, and during the exchange of comments he had picked up a bullet in the thigh. Not a serious wound, but painful enough to make dancing difficult. Bess was vexed, but she forgave him. Another time, someone had dared the kid to rope a mountain lion. He had never roped a lion before, but he was definitely game. Besides which, he never refused a dare. The hardest part...